You're listening to a podcast from the Today programme on BBC Radio 4.
It's one of the most secret places on Earth, the home, some claim, to the remains of crashed UFOs, the site of summits held with extraterrestrials, or the location of scientific tests for anything from time travel to weather control. Hillary Clinton has said that if she becomes president, she'll open up the files on what's called Area 51, which has a special hold on the American imagination.
Perhaps some alien technology, but also just things that the government is working on in secret that they don't want us to know about. And I feel like it'd be very good to open it up to establish a line of communication with the population.
You know, like, finally know exactly, like, you know, whether it's aliens or not. You're like, okay, exactly. That's what's actually there. We can move along and...
Yeah, and start progressing.
Yeah, whether... Yeah. To talk with more aliens, or be like, oh.
Yeah, I feel like it's not going to be like Independence Day, where it's like underground, all these aliens.
Let's hope not.
Let's hope not.
The sequel's coming. We don't want them to actually be around for all that.
But in terms of just strictly aliens, I think alien artifacts or some sort of alien technology has got to be there.
It's an area that's for top secret military exercises, and it should probably stay that way. So I wouldn't open it up because she's just pandering to the lunatic fringe out there that think that there's alien spacecraft stocked away.
Well, I've been speaking to Annie Jacobson, who's the author of Area 51, an uncensored history of America's top secret military base.
I think Area 51 has this incredible mythology built around it. It's a bigger-than-life place, and it's kind of one of these things that everyone wants to know about, and very few people really do know about. I think that's what makes it so enigmatic. Maybe also that and the fact that it's 75 miles from Las Vegas.
What are the most fantastic theories about it, and what are the more likely theories?
Well, since the 1990s, it's been very much wrapped up in this idea of aliens and crashed saucers and whatnot. My take on that is that's very much part and parcel to the CIA's intention to use that as a kind of psychological operation, like, oh, look over here, look at the aliens, talk about this, because then you won't notice what's really going on. I mean, what's really been going on at Area 51 since it was built in 1951 are some of the most radically secretive national security programs that have to do with intelligence, surveillance, and reconnaissance, not just of the Defense Department, but of the CIA, NRO, NSA, just about every, you know, intelligence organization that exists.
So when Hillary Clinton says she'd open up the files if she became president, presumably what would happen is she'd be told, can't open any of those, it's a national security risk.
I think Hillary Clinton saying that is about as much of a fiction as the crashed saucer idea. I mean, you know, what's interesting to me about Hillary Clinton saying that is I write in my book that at one point during an investigation into some very nefarious programs that were going on at the Nevada test site, that's America's nuclear weapons facility, inside of which Area 51 is built, by the way. And President Clinton was asking about some of these terrible, you know, human experimental programs that were going on there. And the decision was not to tell the president why, because he didn't have a need to know.
And indeed, and finally, if we may, indeed, the very words Area 51 were unsayable even by presidents for many years.
Well, that's absolutely right. Not just for many years, for many decades. I mean, it was late 2013, President Obama, in jest, spoke of Area 51. And that was the very first moment in U.S. history that the word Area 51, or the phrase Area 51, became declassified. Before that, you could not say that word. I, as a journalist, if I was interviewing any current employee of the agency or the Pentagon, that I was told in advance, If you say Area 51, the interview would be over. I could only refer to it with these euphemisms, the test site, the ranch, Groom Lake, and speak about programs that had been declassified. But no matter what, you couldn't say Area 51.
Annie Jacobson, if they give you a guided tour of Area 51, do call us. You can come back on the program.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
You can listen to more free content from the Today programme by going to www.bbc.co.uk/today.